经复活了，他不在这里。
The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here; he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay."
恩主，我们感谢你。今天是你复活的日子，我们来敬拜你。你就活在我们当中，将一切的荣耀归给你的圣名，归给那坐在宝座上掌权的羔羊，将一切的荣耀归给圣父、圣子、圣灵。但愿那荣耀今天遮盖你的圣殿，在你的儿女们来朝见你的时候，应受那荣耀。接受我们从心里向你的敬拜。愿你与我们同在。在今天的敬拜当中。
From in this today's worship.
让我们遇见复活的主。
That we may encounter you.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray all the name of Jesus.
Amen.
28:1-10。把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身战乱战，甚至如和死人一样。天使对妇女说：“不要怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。”快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要看见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他们门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。”
Matthew 28:1-10 After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolling back the stone and sat on it.His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly to tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clapped at his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
May
God bless his word.
来演出耶稣的复活。
Let's welcome the choirs.
Praise God through the choir and the singing and the dancing. They have brought joy and peace into a resurrection into every one of us.
向你隔壁的人说, 主活的,
and say to the person next to you that God is alive. Today, from Matthew 28, we'll be looking at the gospel, the message of the resurrection. Jesus has resurrected. This is not a story. This is reality in every one of our hearts. And Jesus has since been risen. And today he has given us three messages.
第一,
Number one,
他把死亡转成新的生命在我们里面。
He has turned death into new life in every one of us.
第二, 他胜过惧怕。
Number two, he has overcome fear.
使我们也胜过惧怕。
So that we can overcome fear.
第三, 他把我们的无能转成一个大有能力的见证人。
Thirdly, he turned our weakness or our inability into a powerful being.
但愿这一个新的信息能够传给我们。
Today I would like to hear this good message to all of us.
死亡已经变成新的生命。
That death has become a new life.
人类最惧怕的就是死亡。
And humanity, all humanity, the greatest fear that we have is death.
但是耶稣基督是神。
And our Lord Jesus is God, our Lord.
是生命的赐予者。
He is the one that has given life.
他是生命本身。
And he is life himself.
所以他这个生命不会被死亡所拘束。
And his life cannot be seized by death.
他来为我们付了罪的代价。
He has come and given us and paid the price of death.
他用生命来付我们罪的代价。
And his life was the one that paid for the price of sin.
今天我们喜乐吗?
Are you joyful this morning?
因为我们的罪已经付掉了。
Because our debt of sin has been paid.
罪债已经付清。
Our debt has been complete.
你有没有欠过钱的经验?
Have you ever owed any money before?
有没有被债主追到? 家里的经验,
ever been pursued in debt?
那一定是很痛苦的,
and it's a very painful experience.
债主一定不放你的,
God,
debtor, I mean,
oh, the debtor will not let you go.
他不让你的,
he's not going to let you go.
你到哪里就追到哪里,
wherever you go, he will follow you.
那是痛苦的日子,
and those are our pitiful times.
今天全人类被谁追呢?
And today, who is being pursued right now?
欠谁的债呢?
What do you owe?
因为我们犯罪就欠了撒旦可以追我们的。
Because we have sinned and therefore Satan is seeking after us.
他向我们讨债。
He's asking us to pay back.
说你欠我的罪债，你的犯罪跟我一样的。
What you have committed, now you have to pay back.
你要跟我来。
You have to follow me.
我们也欠神的罪债。
And we have also owed God.
但是我们没有办法还。
We cannot pay back.
人类就在这一种叹息当中。
And all humanity were involved in this great sigh.
我们在这叹息当中, 谁能救我脱离这一至于死的罪呢?
In the sigh, we're crying out, who can help us, relieve us from this bondage of sin?
神自己来回答这个问题。
And God is here responding to this call.
我来为你负债。
He says, I have come to pay for your debt.
我们可以喜乐。
We can all have joy.
向你旁边的人说，罪债已付清。
Go to the person next to you and say, debt has been paid.
罪债已付清。
Debt has been paid.
我们是自由的。
And now we are free.
所以我们喜乐。
So therefore we must rejoice.
不欠撒旦债了。
We don't owe Satan anymore.
他没有权柄向我们要债。
He has no right in proclaiming or asking for
more. 他也不能追我们了。
He cannot pursue us anymore.
因为我们头上都有宝血的记号。
And every one of us on our forehead we have the seal of the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们里面有耶稣的新的生命。
And inside of our hearts we have this new life in Christ Jesus.
他看到这记号就逃跑了。
And after he sees these signs and seals, he's running away from us.
你可以告诉他。
You can tell him.
付完了。
It's already paid.
什么时候付的?
When was it paid?
耶稣付的。
Jesus paid for it.
就在我受洗接受主的那一天呢，就付了。
On that day when I received Jesus Christ and I was baptized, at that moment it was paid.
应该喜乐。
You should be rejoicing.
不要像一个欠债的人。
No longer live as someone who's
owed something.
水头上
字。
Oh, do not have a disappointed face.
我们是自由的。
We are free.
罪债已付。
All debts the Lord has paid.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
圣经说罪的工价就是死。
And the Lord said that the price was death.
但在基督耶稣里的恩赐是永生。
And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is eternal life.
这个恩赐原文的意思是礼物。
And the definition of grace originally means a gift.
在耶稣基督里，上帝送给你一个礼物。
In Christ Jesus, He has given us a gift.
不但是赦了债
，Not only forgive us our debts,
还给你一个新的生命，永生。
But given us a brand new life, eternal life.
有没有这个确信？有的人向你的胸膛拍一拍，我有永生。
Do you have this confidence? You can proclaim right here, tap on your chest and say, "I have eternal life."
我有永生。
I have eternal life.
耶稣基督已经把新的生命给我。
Jesus has given this new life to us.
所以这个新的生命也可以胜过罪的。
And this new life can overcome sin.
所以我们也从死的罪的捆绑得自由。
And in sin and in the bondage of sin, we have received freedom.
第二，我们胜过惧怕。
We overcome fear.
你现在最怕的是什么？
What is the greatest fear that you have?
你怕什么？
What are you fearful of?
好好想一想。
Think about this.
当时门徒最怕的就是那些人要抓他。
In those days, the disciples were so fearful that the Roman soldier would seize them.
耶稣已经钉在十字架上了。
At that time, Jesus was already on the cross.
可靠的主人已经走了。
The trusted Messiah has gone.
而且死得那么惨。
And in such a pitiful way.
没有盼望。
There's no hope.
关起门。
They closed the doors.
害羞。
And they were embarrassed.
不敢见人。
They didn't want to go outside and see other people.
荒废了三年半。
For 3.5 years, they wasted their lives.
跟错了人。
They followed the wrong master.
期待他是弥赛亚。
They were hoping that he'll be the Messiah.
彰显大神迹权威。
Express his glory.
却没有。
But yet he did not.
死在十字架。
He died on the cross.
垂头丧志。
And then they were very disappointed.
耶稣
Lord Jesus
显现了
Reveal yourself
不要害怕
Do not be fearful
不要害怕
Do not be afraid
已经复活
He has risen
亲爱弟兄姊妹
Dear friends
你对前途害怕吗
Are you fearful of the future
这是多半青年人的惧怕
Many of the young people are fearful of
读什么学校
They don't know where to go as far as schools.
找什么工作?
What kind of work?
交什么朋友?
What kind of friends?
结婚什么人?
Who are they going to have for marriage?
一生许多惧怕。
They have a lot of fears in the life.
这些父母害怕吗?
How about parents? Are you fearful?
害怕。
Afraid.
股票跌价。
Ever since the stock market fell.
工作裁员。
The companies are letting many go.
孩子可能不听话。
The children do not listen to you.
而且最亲密的爱人也不一定会爱你到一生。
And even your spouse may not love you for the rest of your life.
害怕吗?
Are you afraid?
耶稣带给我们的是一个确信的方向。
And our Lord Jesus has given us an assurance.
当门徒害怕的时候,
Even when the disciples were afraid,
不要害怕,
he said, do not be afraid.
去告诉我的门徒,
go and make disciples.
在加利利见我,
and tell my disciples to meet me in Galilee.
耶稣重新给他们方向,
again, he gave them the direction.
去告诉我的门徒,
go tell my disciples.
你要世界最幸福的消息,
the most joyous news.
你不要害怕没有工作,
you do not have to be worried for lack of job.
你最伟大的工作使命是告诉人耶稣是活的,
the greatest opportunity that you have is to go out and tell others that Jesus is alive.
新的方向要给你,
there's a new direction for you.
也许当你人生最困难的时候,
even though you may be at the turning point of the most critical
point of your life, 好像来到一个无路可走的时候,
and you've come to the point where there is no more, no more,
这是上帝要为你开路的时候,
that's when God will open up a door for you,
给你一个新的方向,
a new direction,
告诉你,
telling you,
去,
go,
告诉门徒,
and tell the disciples,
也是已经复活,
and that Jesus is alive.
在你里面永远有一个讲不完的可兴奋的工作,
and there is that so much joy within you that you can continue to do for the rest of your life.
传扬耶稣,
that is to preach the name of Jesus.
不管你的才能多大,
no matter how much talent you have,
多少,
how much,
都有用,
and they all can be used by God.
在这一期的, 生命季刊,
and in this recent article of
Christian Life,
Christian Life,
讲到在山西有一个农人,
there was a farmer, he was living in the province of Shanxi.
他虽然只是农夫,
even though he was only a farmer,
但是呢, 因为他有方向,
but because he had direction,
耶稣基督给他方向,
God has given him direction.
这方向是怎么开始的呢?
And where did this direction begin?
有一天他到一个小 city 去, 做事,
one day he went to this village to do some work.
有一个宣教士在分这个福音单,
and there was a missionary passing out pamphlets.
他拿了一张回来看,
he has received one and he read it.
耶稣,
Jesus,
是神,
is God,
可以救我,
can save me,
脱离罪,
to deliver from sin,
还可以给我新的生命,
and also give me a new life,
新方向,
new direction.
他很好奇的,
he was very curious.
就再回去,
so he went back,
问这个宣教士,
went to the missionary and asked
问个清楚,
him, and he wanted to find out the truth.
他就那里接受了主,
there he received Christ Jesus.
他回来以后,
and after he came back,
就开始传,
then he started preaching the word.
因为他是在庙里教书的,
because he teaches in the temple.
有一天他看到这个庙整个是偶像,
and then one day he looked at all these in the temple, all these Buddhas.
他就受不了把那些偶像都搬到路上,
so he couldn't stand anymore. He took all these idols out and put them on the streets, and he broke them all.
人家当然不能容许他咯,
and the villagers could not allow this to happen.
就把他赶走,
so they pursued him and chased him out of the village.
赶走是好的, 他到处传福音,
and after they chased him out, this is a good thing, because he go everywhere and preach the gospel. He had a direction.
都有耶稣可传,
wherever he went, there he had gospel to preach.
日本军队来侵占中国的时候,
during that time, the invasion of Japan has come to China.
那是1938年,
it was in 1938.
他们就抓了他,
they had seized him.
他说你的影响力太大,
and they thought that he was too influential.
为什么那么多人都要听你讲话?
Why would so many people want to listen to you?
我们要把你刺死,
we need to send him to death.
所以就用四个兵看守他,
so they have four soldiers surrounding him.
晚上,
at night,
他需要小解,
and he needs to 小便, relieve himself.
就到外面去,
so he went outside.
这四个兵把他围起来,
the soldiers surrounded him still.
拿了火把,
and they have a fiery torch in their hands.
怕他跑掉,
and they were afraid that he would run away.
这一个人忽然想到,
and this brother all of a sudden thought of
以利亚坐着火车火马上天,
how Elijah was carried up in fiery chariots.
他就觉得自己要这样升天了,
and he felt that he was going to be received by the Lord in heaven.
他就大笑,
then he started laughing.
他一直笑,
he kept laughing.
那些兵丁觉得很奇怪,
and all the soldiers were confused.
明天早上要杀你头了你还可笑,
tomorrow we're going to kill this guy, and this guy's still laughing.
那一个将军在旁边听到大笑,
and the soldier on the side heard this laughter.
就问说这是什么一回事,
they inquired about the situation.
他们告诉他,
and they told him,
说明天你们想要杀头来祭神的祭鬼神的这一个人啊, 就是大笑, 可能发神经,
the person you're about to kill tomorrow, he's laughing right now. He must be crazy.
他说, 发神经的不能祭鬼神,
Well, the person that is crazy, you cannot sacrifice him.
把他放掉吧。
You let him go.
就放掉了。
So they did.
哎呀，他里面真是不惧怕。
He had no fear within him.
走啊走啊，再传福音。
Wherever he went, he continued to preach the gospel.
这个日本人没有他办法。
And the Japanese had no control. There's no way to control him.
把他抓起来，捆起来。
So they seized him again and then tied him up in his hand.
绑得很紧。
And tied him up both his hands together.
手就开始发麻。
And then if all of a sudden he felt that there was no blood circulation in his hands.
他就祷告了。
Then he prayed.
很简单哦。
Simple prayer.
他说耶稣啊。
Dear Lord Jesus,
这个手很麻呢。
My hand is numb.
救救我嘛。
Help me.
绳子就断了。
And then later on, the rope just broke.
然后那个外面的兵，他就把那个手伸到这个监狱房间外面的窗子。
So he was waving his arm outside the window.
你看我的手开了。
To all the Japanese soldiers said that, look, my hands are free.
门进来觉得奇怪。
And they came in, they were very confused again.
他们想可能是用牙齿咬这个绳子。
They thought he probably used his tooth or to get it open.
所以就用布把他嘴巴封起来。
So they taped up his mouth.
这次就两只手绑后面。
And tied his hands in the back.
绑得更紧的。
Even tighter this time.
然后就像粽子一样把他全身捆起来。
They wrapped him up like a 粽子。
他就在地上滚。
Tamale.And then he was rolling on the floor, and then he prayed to the Lord.
他说主啊
，Lord，
这样很辛苦哎。
This is very difficult.
救救我嘛
！Please help me.
放开。
And then it broke.
就好了。
And it was over.
全部断了。
All the ropes were broken.
连续三四次。
And then this continued for 3-4 times.
那些日本军就开始惧怕他。
And the soldiers were afraid of him.
他们说你这个人可能良心太好。
They thought that maybe he had a very good heart.
我们绑不住你。
And they cannot seize him because of the rope.
走吧，走吧。
So just go, go.
就赶他走了。
They chase him out of the area.
耶稣是活的，对不对
？Our dear Lord, our Lord is alive, isn't it?
他是活的。
He's alive.
你无路可走的时候，他给你有路走。
Even when you have no hope of the future, he will give you a new path.
有一次更奇妙的。
And there was something even more amazing.
他进到一家人。
When he went to this house.
是因为他向人要水喝。
He was asking for water earlier in the day.
他把这个碗要拿进去还他。
And he's returning the bowl that he received from this family.
他就趁机会在那个人家中做见证。
So he took this opportunity to share the gospel with his family.
他信耶稣。
So he had to believe in Jesus.
有天堂有地狱哦。
And there is heaven, there is hell.
地狱是苦的。
Hell is a horrible place.
天堂是永远跟神同在。
Heaven is eternal with God.
那些人说,
and then those people said,
地狱在哪里?
Where is hell?
那我们看看。
Show us.
哎，假如你要怎么做什么祷告?
What would you do at this moment?
他又做了一个祷告。
So he made a prayer.
他说上帝啊。
He said, God,
让这些人看见地狱。
Show these people so that they can see hell.
忽然间那地狱硫磺的味道充满了房间。
So all of a sudden, the whole room was filled with the sulfurous smell from hell.
那些人
All these people were seized with fear.
赶快逃出去。
And they ran outside.
有的人就信了耶稣。
So many have believed in the Lord.
耶稣是活的。
Our Lord is alive.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
他是活在你心中吗?
He is alive in your heart.
你让他活出来吗?
Are you willing to let him live out?
让他的大能显在每个地方吗?
That his power may be expressed in all areas of your life.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
耶稣是活的。
God is alive. Jesus is alive.
不管你遇见的困难多大。
No matter how difficult your circumstances may be.
他是活的。
He is alive.
你要让他活在你心中。
Let him live in your heart.
也活在你的生命当中。
In the center of your life.
也在活在你的家庭里面。
In your family.
活在你的事业里面。
In your career.
第三。
Thirdly.
活的耶稣把我们的没有盼望转成盼望。
Our living Lord has turned our hopelessness into hopefulness.
这些渔夫再回去打鱼吗?
And all these disciples, do they go back to become a fisherman?
中国人会说没有面子，对不对?
They have lost their Chinese word face.
再回去打鱼吗?
Are they going to go back to become fishermen?
没有面子。
They no longer have face.
假如我今天做传道。
And today, if I'm a preacher, minister.
假如我预传我的耶稣预假的。
And then after I've been preaching about this Lord, and he's not real.
我就不做传道哦。
And then I no longer become a minister.
可能回去卖东西。
And I go back to selling things.
哎呀，没有面子哎。
I lost all my face.
啊，我假如见到我的朋友。
I see my friends.
你怎么不做牧师了？
How come you no longer a minister?
哎呀，我传的耶稣是假的。
I've been preaching a wrong Jesus.
所以我不传他了。
I'm not going to talk about him anymore.
所以我还是回来卖油炸粿吧。
So I'm going to be selling dumplings.
没有面子的,
lost face.
这些门徒,
and all these disciples,
他们想到假如要回去抓鱼,
they thought about going back to become fishermen.
那些以前的渔夫朋友,
all the friends,
一定笑他们,
they'll be laughing at them.
没有盼望的人生,
people without hope.
做什么呢?
What would you do?
天使说, 你们要去加利利,
the angel said, you must go to Galilee.
你会必见到耶稣。
There you will for sure meet the Lord Jesus.
你会自己见到耶稣。
You will personally meet Lord Jesus.
门徒就去了。
So the disciples went.
果然见到耶稣。
And indeed they have met the Lord.
他们太高兴了。
And they were so joyful.
跪下。
And they got on their knees.
抱着他的脚。
They held onto his feet.
耶稣给他们什么能力呢?
What the Lord has given him.
什么无望变成盼望呢?
What kind of hopelessness into hopeful?
耶稣就是交代他们世界最伟大的使命。
Or Lord Jesus given the greatest commandment for them.
你们不必回去抓鱼。
You no longer need to be fishermen.
我带给你们盼望。
I have given you hope.
带给你们世界最伟大的使命。
And this is the greatest command that anyone can give.
去。
Go.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
教训他们我所吩咐的。
And teach them everything I've taught you.
教训他们遵守。
Teach them to obey everything I've taught you.
我就常与人同在,
then I will be with you always.
直到世界的末了,
until the ends of the earth.
今天你喜乐吗?
Today, are you joyful?
因为耶稣可以回答你的祷告, 你喜乐吗?
Because the Lord can answer your prayer, are you joyful?
但是你最大的喜乐,
he is your greatest joy.
是你被交代使命,
he, because you have received the command.
你最大的喜乐,
that is the greatest joy.
最大的盼望,
your greatest hope.
是耶稣信任你,
is because Jesus has entrusted you.
他信任你,
he has entrusted you.
他把那全世界救灵魂的使命交代我们,
he has given the greatest calling, the calling of calling to the souls and spirits of people.
这是我们的盼望,
and that is our hope.
这是我们的盼望,
that is our hope.
今天早晨我来office的时候,
this morning when I came to the office,
看到周六, 到的邮件, 其中有这个孙大成牧师在印度3月3号的大布道会。
I saw some correspondence from Saturday, and I saw this thing regarding
Christopher Sun.
他本来是我认识的一个
Berkeley大学毕业的一个学生。
Years ago, he was just a student graduate from Berkeley that I know of.
他在我们这里证过道。
He has preached among us.
他有一天上帝给他一个感召。
One day, the Lord has gave him a calling.
放弃美国很成功的工程师的职位,
and to forfeit his successful career as an architect, and that he submit himself under the leadership and the responded to the calling.
他完全凭着祷告跟信心,
and he submitted completely to prayer.
3月3号在他印度大布道会,
in India he was there March 3rd.
没有场所可以容纳,
and it was doing a great revival meeting. There
他们在外面搭这个帐篷,
there was not a big enough place for them, so they had tents.
用竹竿搭帐篷,
and they used sticks.
本来周围围起来的,
and that surrounded this whole place.
来的人太多,
and the people came, there was too many people that showed up.
就把帐篷周围的布拿掉,
so they opened up the,
只要剩下上面,
the tents from the side.
你知道印度是很热的,
and we all know India is a very hot place.
每一次1万多人来,
and there was over 10,000 people every time they showed up.
不是晚上聚会,
was not only at night time,
白天也聚会,
but in the daytime as
晚上也聚会,
well, night time.
一共有9场聚会,
total nine revival meetings.
礼拜天那一天,
on a Sunday morning,
是最高潮的聚会,
it was the greatest revival that moment.
一共有3,500人接受主,
3,500 people showed up,
连政府的官员,
and came to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
印度教的,
even the government officials, people that came from the Indian religion,
都来信耶稣,
they all came and received Jesus Christ.
希望你能看到这个图,
and I really want to show you these pictures.
中国人,
Chinese people,
我们中国人,
we as Chinese,
在向世界还福音的债,
We need to repay the debt of the gospel.
到印度传福音。
And go to India.
6月6号他将到非洲传福音。
And June 6th he will be going to Africa.
同样向整个非洲的回教徒来传福音。
And there he will be preaching to the Hindu religion.
上帝今天活着。
Lord Jesus is alive.
他委任我们大使命。
He has given us the great command.
我们所传的是有盼望的。
And what we're preaching is full of hope.
因为人类所需要的是他是唯一的盼望。
Because what we have right now is only our Lord is the only hope.
你应该张开眼睛。
We should open our eyes.
看神在世界做什么。
See what the Lord is doing in this world.
你现在所挂心的自己的事只是很微小的事情。
What you're holding on to right now so tightly is little things of yourself.
你想建立你的事业成功是很微小的一件事而已。
What you're trying to pursue a career perhaps is a tiny little thing.
上帝有大事业要你参与。
God has a greater calling for you.
今天的报道说，现在上帝在拉丁美洲兴起一批青年人起来。
And the recent article says that in Latin America, in the South, he's reviving a lot of young people to preach the gospel.
你知道拉丁美洲包括巴西。
In Latin America, they include Brazil.
我们有一些人从巴西来的。
Many of our brothers and sisters came from there.
就是叫。